Rural Outlook, commentary on today's issues.
The low growling call of the southern bullfrog in a lagoon in the Mid-Murrumbidgee River has researchers excited. I'm speaking to Dr. Skye Wassons, an ecologist from Charles Sturt University who's leading a long-term intervention monitoring project, which is examining the ecological outcomes of Commonwealth environmental watering. Skye, what evidence did you find regarding the southern bullfrog and why the excitement?
The southern bullfrog used to be a really widespread frog species through the Murrumbidgee region, and it had declined quite a lot over the past kind of 50 or so years. What we've found is a new population that's established in a wetland in a system we call the Mid-Murrumbidgee. So this is an area where they were formerly quite common. There were no records of them for about 30 years, and now they've come back into a wetland that's been targeted with environmental watering.
Can you describe this frog for our listeners?
They're a pretty amazing-looking frog. They're quite a large frog. They're a bright green with golden and black splotches on them, and they're really a very striking-looking frog. They've got a bright turquoise blue on the backs of their legs, so they're really quite a spectacular-looking big frog. They have quite a distinctive call, so they have a really growling, sort of deep call that's really impressive to hear.
Are they found elsewhere in Australia?
They used to be quite widespread through the Central Tablelands, southwest slopes, right down the Murray River into Adelaide and through Victoria and also a little bit in Tasmania, but they've undergone really major declines, which is why they're listed as vulnerable federally. They used to be quite widespread, but they're now really quite restricted to a few locations.
What else have you found with your work in the area?
This particular wetland where the frogs have sort of re-established and where we're starting to get good breeding and calling has been watered using pumping, so it's been watered via irrigation canals as part of the environmental watering program. And it's been a really successful site in terms of the recovery of aquatic vegetation, some waterbird breeding, so some cormorants and darters are re-establishing nests there, and we're really seeing the whole system sort of come back to life after being dry for quite a number of years.
This filling the wetlands with pumps hasn't had a detrimental effect in any way?
No, it doesn't seem to. I mean, ideally, we like to have a natural reconnection with the river, and the river really benefits a lot from reconnecting to wetlands because it gets a whole lot of nutrients and also allows the movement of animals back into the river. So the river really benefits from wetlands being inundated, but wetlands themselves can cope quite well with being pumped.
Thank you. That was Dr. Skye Wassons from the Charles Sturt University. I'm Carol Maberly for Australian Rural Communication Network.